I'm really about to just start getting on here and saying Dear Diary, which I should have been doing anyway. Honestly, because these days, the world is different. Try to say it in a nice way. People are different. I don't know what's going on in the world. Like, the mentality of people. So, I got my first bad review on Google. This happened like a couple weeks ago, but is it a couple weeks? It feels like a while ago, but so I enrolled a child into the daycare, and usually what I do is I give some trial days so that, you know, I can tell whether staff is able to, you know, handle the child, if the child likes the environment, if the parent likes the system, you know, dropping them off, if it's too far for them to drive in the morning, are they going to be able to pick them up on time? You know, we're just getting to know each other. It's a trial period, right? And so, you know, during the trial period, before the child comes and enrolls, they have to hand in documentation because I'm a licensed provider. We have to have, by Department of Health, we have to have certain licensed, you know, certain documentation, immunizations and all that stuff from the parent, pickup forms from parents, you know, prior to enrolling a child. And so, you know, I did let this parent know that the child's physical was up to date when they did the trial days, but expired, you know, once the trial day ended, you know, which was weird, which probably the parent knew, which I'm going to say the parent didn't know that it was going to expire, but didn't have time to go or didn't pay attention to it to know that it was expiring. Let me say that. I'm not going to say that they knew. They probably didn't pay attention to know that the form was expiring. They just knew maybe they had to go and get the immunization done soon. They just didn't know when until somebody actually, which was me, pointed it out. Like, hey, you know, I can take them for the trial period, but, you know, on this date the immunization expires, I won't be able to keep them. You'll have to, you know, take them to get a physical and get the immunizations updated. And I always make the parents aware, and because I always look over the documents as soon as I get them, because you just want to know, does the child have any allergies and all that stuff. So when I noticed it, I said, okay, you know, I'll take them for the trial period. And when the trial period ends, you know, you'll have to make sure you have it to me by this time if you do choose to enroll, you know, for a full enrollment, initial enrollment. And so she agreed. And I didn't see her for like 1 or 2 weeks. And then she brought the child back. And she gave me an immunization form. Well, she wanted to bring the child back, and she gave me an immunization form. And the form was the same form. And so I said, you know, we had a conversation. You told me you were going to get a fill. I can't take the child without the immunization form. And she said, well, I did take him, and he has a blue card. And I was like, yeah, but you know, regulations have changed. They don't take the card anymore. And it's not really up to us to decide what, you know, the Department of Health wants. We just do what's required of us to keep our license, to keep from being cited. And I explained all that to her, and she's like, okay, you know, me and my husband, you know, we really don't have anybody. And, you know, and I'm just like, I understand, but I can't take him. Right? She writes a review saying, I have no empathy and no compassion for children. She's been sick with this disease that all the children are getting. And I didn't tell her that I couldn't take her child. I just discharged her child. Her child was only there for 1 week. And I didn't return any phone calls. Like, basically, I never communicated with her. And usually, I never got a bad review. So, I never had to respond to anything like this. So, at first, you know, your first instinct is to get on and say, you lying, but I didn't. And that's how I know that I've grown a lot, because before I would have been like, why are you up here lying? And And I was compassionate enough to take your child for the time that I did take them, knowing that the thing was going to expire anyway, which was a waste of pretty much my time to take them, because I knew the immunization was expiring. And I know that it took time to get a refill, but I still, because I know that you and your husband had to go to work, I knew that you guys needed the time to do whatever it is you need to do. I took them for the trial day. And so I'm saying that to say, like, in the instant, I felt like at that moment, doing something kind for someone made me feel like, why did I do that? And I didn't want to do it for anybody else. But what happened right after that, I got another enrollment for 2 children, siblings. And the mom was so pleased with the facility. She was so pleased with everything that I offered them. She was so happy that her children were happy at the facility. She enrolled right away and was excited and thankful and just... And that just made me go back to realize why I have a daycare for people like her. Because she's actually in school and she's working at the same time. And she has 2 kids and she just needed to be in daycare. And they had never been in daycare before. And so she's like, I know that they're smart and I know that they're capable of doing these things. Like sitting at a table and working with the kids and socializing. And I want to put them in a program, but I just don't think they'll be able to... thrive in a larger setting right now because they've never been around children. You know, a lot of COVID babies, they're used to only, you know, homeschooling parents, maybe siblings and cousins, if they have those. And so being around other people, like someone outside of mom or auntie or grandma, is different for them. Coping is different. And so This particular mom was, she's still, even now, she's like, really, like, thank you so much. Every day, every time she said, I appreciate everything that you do. And then it made me feel better about being kind to people. And like I said, reminded me of why I'm still nice to people. Because there are people who do appreciate the work that daycare providers do. There are other people who don't, because they don't know what a child care facility is. They see it as babysitting, especially being in a home setting. I feel like being in a home setting is the most, it can be frustrating at times because I take it so serious and other people don't. And they don't realize that we actually do have to do curriculums. Especially the ones who are sponsored by Department of Ed and are getting that type of stuff, we actually have to do lesson plans. Like, we're actually teaching these kids. And a lot of providers don't have the least bit of teaching experience and are trying to teach the children. You understand what I'm saying? So it's not where a lot of facilities are not just sitting them in front of a television all day. You know, it's not... a babysitting gig, and it's not easy for a lot of us, and like I think I mentioned in another podcast that a lot of people close because it's just different. It's not like and you're not getting the same people, like the mindset. It's like, and then I always think about too, why do you think that's okay? Now, the fact that you did that, somebody helped you, and you sat there and did that and tried to sabotage my business because you didn't get your way, what do you think will happen to you in return as far? Because I believe in karma. I believe in bad energy. I believe in all that. So what do you think is going to happen to you? Now... You know, but it really, I'm glad that this other parent enrolled after that. It was just a sign because I was really like, oh, won't be doing any more trial days. That's the end of that. Not doing that anymore. You don't have it. You don't get enrolled. And she had it. It's just that it expired. And luckily, for the amount of time that I was taking the baby for the trial days, I was okay to have it. But, like, no, no, this makes sense to do this right now. You might want to get your physical updated and come back. And you know, but that was my thing that I wanted to talk about. And I hadn't really vented about it because I was like, do you tell people you got a bad review? But for me, I just feel like it's one bad review. One. And I know that I didn't do anything wrong. I know that I did what I needed to, or what I thought I needed to do to help a parent who needed help in that time. And I wasn't willing to risk my license, you know, for a dollar, for the money. That's another thing I think people get misunderstood, that we do this for the money. Which they don't understand, like, the amount of things, especially now. Because I feel like now, a lot of daycare providers are ABA specialists, in a sense. We're dealing with a lot of behaviors that we wouldn't have dealt, that we didn't deal with before. And it's difficult. And I don't think a lot of us get paid enough for it, for the things that we deal with. I don't. I really don't. So, I just want to vent about that and tell y'all what happened to me. But I'm still going to be good to people. I'm still going to be kind to people. I'm not going to be mean and because of one person. But I'm telling you, that moment really made me want to be, and not just that one. I've had other moments with this is not my first moment where I had someone make me feel like, don't do anything else. But I will say, don't ever write a policy. Make sure you have a parent provider policy and a contract. And make sure that, and that's in any business, not just daycare. Make sure you have a parent provider policy and a contract between you and the person, and have you sign, they sign, and you can always refer back to it. And don't go and don't do anything other than what's in that contract. Because the thing is, when you do it one time, they expect you to do it all the time. So if your contract says, oh, your child is to be picked up at 2:30, and they say, oh, I can't pick them up at 3, at 2:30, can you please let me pick them up at 4:30? You let them do it for 2 days, and then you say no one day, it's going to be a problem. So just don't do it. Don't do it at all to avoid the headache. Trust me, I've been there. Well, oh, can I just, oh, I'm short. Somebody's buying an item from you. Oh, I'm short a dollar. Can you mind if I just go for a dollar? You gonna let them go for a dollar two and three, four times? That's $4. You done out from that product. And it's different with e-commerce because you gotta buy the products. You wanna make back the money that you spent. So it's like, you know, so don't do that. Don't go against your policy. If your policy is one way, you go according to the policy. There are times where you can bend the rules, but make sure when you're bending the rules, you make rules for that rule that you bent. You set some boundaries. So that way you're not getting bit in the butt in the end. All right, so I'm not going to keep going on and on about it. Just wanted to talk to y'all about that. Thank y'all for listening. Speak to y'all next time.